Allama Hassanzada Amouli is not only actually a philosopher, but a very comprehensive scholar that we have. And he is amazingly expert in many different fields of Islamic studies, and not only Islamic studies, but also different branches of sciences, for example, mathematics, fiqh, and also astrology.
We always need a teacher, and especially in the field of mysticism, you cannot obviously grow unless until you have a teacher. So we definitely need a teacher. Mm-hmm. And the way he had his own teachers, the way he remembered his teachers, and the way he talks about his teachers obviously shows that the role of teacher was very important in his life.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. I am Atta, the host of the program, The Teacher. The Teacher is an analysis on the thoughts and works and the ideas of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers, philosophers, and jurists all across the Nation of Islam. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome, brother. And Dr. Rezazadeh, assalamu alaikum, brother, to you too.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Good to be here.
So today we want to talk about an outstanding figure in contemporary Shia philosophy, mysticism, and theology, and also jurisprudence, Ayatollah Hassan Hassanzadeh Amouli. He is among one of the greatest polymath and allama of today's generation of the ulama, is still alive and the source of benefit for so many of his disciples and his students, and so many of the Islamic houses all across Iran benefits his writings, his teachings on different topics. And today, inshallah, we want to have an introductory remark regarding his biography. And from next episode onward, we'll get to some of his most outstanding ideas regarding mysticism, philosophy, and the Holy Quran. Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh, let's start with you, brother. Ayatollah Hassan Hassanzadeh Amouli is regarded as one of the most outstanding Shia philosophers of today's Iran. What's your take on that, brother? How do you find him?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you said, Allama Hassanzadeh Amouli is not only actually a philosopher, but a very comprehensive scholar that we have. Alhamdulillah, we have had this opportunity to see him and have him at our time. And he is amazingly expert in many different fields of Islamic studies, and not only Islamic studies, but also different branches of sciences, for example, mathematics. I mean, in addition to fiqh, he is a very high-ranking faqih and mujtahid, and also in addition to be a very high-ranking philosopher and an expert in Islamic mysticism and a mystic himself.
Okay.
In addition to these things, he is an artist, so he is a calligrapher, and also he is an expert in mathematics, especially the traditional mathematics that we have had in the more traditional schools, and also astronomy. So these are some of the fields that he has expertise in, all of them.
So these expertise were achieved by him by himself. Was it the personal interest? Because usually the ulama, we can say, know fiqh, kalam, philosophy, falsafa.
This is actually a new trend in Islamic schools, because in the past, especially because not all of the branches of the Islamic studies were so big and so, let's say, so broad, scholars had more opportunities to, let's say, get engaged in different branches of different sciences. That's this is one thing. And another important reason, which is maybe even more important, is that in the past, the structure of the Islamic seminaries were different. There were no universities. So everything, including the things that are called sciences today, every science, were taught in the seminaries.
Okay, that's right.
So when someone went to the seminary, they had the opportunity to learn, for example, astronomy or mathematics or different branches of sciences of that time.
At the same time, I think this knowledge, I mean, these sciences like mathematics and astronomy and astrology, helped them very much in religious matters. For example, sighting the moon of the first of the month, or for example, finding the way, or I don't know, finding Qibla.
Yes.
Also, the mathematical things, you know, were helpful regarding the religious matters. I will get back to you now.
Sure.
Let me get to Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Okay, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, brother, what's your take on Ayatollah Hassan Zadeh Amali, mainly known as Allama? Okay, as doctor said, he is comprehensive. How do you find this great man?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, Dr. Zadeh has just introduced him very briefly.
Yes.
And yes, he is an extraordinary man, and obviously we are lucky to have him in this time.
That's right.
And we can benefit from his obviously books and the teachings that he had. Obviously, when we look at his life, the history of his life, we can see there were big personalities who were involved in his training.
Yes.
And I just saw a video by him. It's on YouTube, but it's in Persian language.
Okay.
Where he's introducing himself. He's talking about himself.
Himself, okay.
And there he says, his mother passed away when he was 2 years old.
Oh.
And at age of 15, he became orphan. His father also passed away.
Okay.
But obviously, he started his studies in his own city,
right.
Which is Amul or Larijan.
Larijan in northern part of Iran.
Yes,
that's
northern
right.
part
a
of
very
Iran.
Very verdant green part
and,
of Iran.
And in
right.
that video, he talks about his teachers, basically,
mm-hmm.
who have an important role. And he said, I learned everything, for example, when he was in the Hawza.
Yes.
But the light of, we can say, ma'rifah,
mm-hmm.
or the knowing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or having the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was opened on him by one of his teachers, who was Abul Qasim Farsi. And he takes his name
yes.
separately. He mentions many names,
yes.
for example, there are many teachers that
yes.
he had. But apart from them, he mentions this name. And on top of that, he mentions the name of Allama Sha'rani.
Oh.
Who he had a lot of influence on him.
Yes.
And obviously, Allama Hassanzadeh has his permission of ijtihad or becoming
yes.
mujtahid from Allama Sha'rani.
Yes, Sha'rani himself was an extraordinary
yes.
man. He was known also for knowing some languages.
Yes.
You know, beside Arabic and Persian,
beside
he
Arabic
also
and
foreign
Persian.
Languages too, okay?
And he learned the geometry. He learned the astronomy,
yes.
The tafsir, the medical sciences, we can say tib,
yes.
which is tibul Islami, like Islamic
yes.
medicine,
yes.
and the asfar and shifa. All these books are obviously the different levels and different
okay.
Topics,
that's right.
which are obviously taught in the Hawza. So he learned all these from Allama Sha'rani himself.
Mm-hmm.
And
again, the role of the teacher comes into the scene.
Yes.
I mean, when a person is really great, you know, and especially in this traditional sense of the word of the Islamic houses all across Iran, Iraq, and the other Muslim lands, you can find how much the role of the teacher, or we can say the role model, could be for a student to grow up in such an environment, spiritually speaking, covering so many different sciences, which is really difficult nowadays. But of course, in the past, the ulama had this opportunity, as Dr. Rezazadeh said, to have, we can say, study all different sciences and different details. But Dr. Rezazadeh, it really seems very difficult. This is my question.
Mm-hmm.
And Ayatollah Hassanzadeh Amali made it really tangible for the others to get into different fields of study, have studies on them. And at the same time, the case is that when you are a Rouhani, a cleric, usually the thing that comes to your mind is these, we can say, sciences around you, like the Holy Quran, Hadith, and something like that. But Ayatollah Hassanzadeh Amali is different.
Yes.
It's exceptional in this period,
sure.
isn't it?
Of course it is. I forgot to mention that,
okay.
you know, in addition to the scientific
okay.
points, he's also a very high-ranking poet. You know,
oh.
he has beautiful poetry, and he has
mm-hmm.
a book of poetry which is full of amazing, wonderful, mystical, philosophical concepts that
yes.
we can learn from. And also you mentioned the languages. So, yeah, you know, he is very good in different branches.
Okay.
But with regard to your question, I can say that, you know, naturally, when it comes to a special people like him, when we look at their lives in the history, especially the spiritual people like
mm-hmm.
him, I mean, who are not only scientists.
Yes.
You know, it needs a lot of different factors that lead to such a,
yes.
you know, something, if we can call it this product of such an amazing person, yes, it needs a lot of different factors. So a person, in addition to being given a type of talent,
yes,
so these people are normally talented people, yes, they have been gifted by God such a capability, but definitely in addition to personal talents, mm-hmm, they need hard working. They need to be very hard working, and this is a condition that every, okay, successful person needs, yes, to have in. So when we look at the life of this person, we see that he's been amazingly hardworking, not only in learning, but also in practices. By practices, I mean that in addition to studying a lot, he's been trying to be a very pious and spiritual person.
Yes.
And we believe that when a person wants to become a man of God, mm-hmm, a godly person,
yes,
a purified scholar, a spiritual person, mm-hmm, you know, being talented and being hardworking, mm-hmm, of course it is absolutely necessary, but yes, it's not enough.
Yes.
In addition to all of those things, the person needs to have a good level of spirituality.
That's all right.
And spirituality comes from being a pious person.
That's all right.
And it's a separate, okay, topic we can talk about.
Yes.
So we can say that regarding this person, spirituality and the level of piousness that he had, yes, or piety that he had, was very influential in all of his successes. We call it tawfiq in Islam.
That's all right. They say, because they say sometimes the ilm that you have becomes the hijab.
Yes.
Or veil on your eyes.
Yeah.
Not to see the reality or the truth around you. And of course, especially if you are a religious scholar.
Yeah.
And then you are attracted to the materialistic sciences around you. Okay.
Yes.
That would be very much difficult for you to be spiritually grown,
yeah,
up. But Ayatollah Hassan Hassanzada Amali is different for sure. And this is because of the level of the piety that,
yes, says. And it goes to the level that a person like Allama Tabatabai, mm-hmm, we have talked about him,
yes,
before, who was his professor. And he has a statement about Allama Hassanzada, which is wonderful. He,
okay,
says, no one knows Hassanzada except the Imam of our time, you know.
Oh.
This is unique, and maybe he has not
this
said
is
such,
documented,
yes,
this
he says Hassanzada ra kasi nashnokht juz Imam Zaman in Persian.
Okay.
And this is amazing, you know, something is
very
not
good
from a regular person, mm-hmm, Allama Tabatabai,
yeah,
who knows what he says.
Yes,
he says,
brother.
You know, he has a book that talks about his own life and his experiences, but he starts this book by just one line of the poetry that,
okay,
he mentions. نه شکوفه ای نه برگی نه ثمر نه سایه دارم همه حیرتم که دهقان به چه کار کشت. He is actually making an analogy and he says, I'm like a tree that doesn't have any fruit nor leaves,
okay,
nor a shadow and nothing.
Okay.
I wonder why the farmer has planted me. You know, he starts with saying, you know, he does not consider
selflessness.
Yes. He does not consider, yes, anything for himself or
really
from himself.
Okay.
That's a total pure,
okay,
soul.
Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, so the role of, we can say, a spiritual growth for an alim and for a scholar is very important over here. And Ayatollah Hassanzada Amali, I think, is a role model, must be a role model for the students, especially the new generation nowadays. Isn't it, Sayyid Mohsen?
That is true, and obviously we always need a teacher, and especially in the field of mysticism, you,
yes,
cannot obviously grow unless until you have a teacher.
Yes.
So we definitely need a teacher,
mm-hmm,
and the way he had his own teachers, the,
okay,
way he remembered his teachers, and the way he talks about his teachers obviously shows that the role of teacher was very important in his life,
mm-hmm,
and he himself has become a teacher. Obviously,
that's all right.
The books that he have, obviously, there are many books that he wrote, and in the mystical, we can say, feel the books,
yes,
that he has.
Yes.
These are very valuable books.
Mm-hmm.
The way, obviously, he teaches, he is more teaching the practical aspect of,
yes,
we can say, mysticism.
Irfan.
We have Irfan. We have that's teachers right, who emphasize on the, we can say, theoretical,
yes,
part, but obviously he also shares his experiences,
mm-hmm,
in this field.
Yes.
And I remember, like, he, in one of his speeches he had, or statements he had,
mm-hmm,
that because he do not have any more classes,
yes,
it's a long time,
yes,
it's many
because
years.
Because he
that
has been ill, that's right.
He cannot teach,
yes,
and he says it's because that I revealed all my experiences or some of my experiences that I had in the field of mysticism.
Okay.
So basically there are hijab as well, there are,
yes,
the veils as well, which,
yes,
you should not lift.
Okay.
But he has lifted so that people can feel, the field of mysticism.
The fragrance of Irfan.
So that it becomes tangible for them.
Okay.
That if someone like him can achieve, then other people can also achieve.
Very good. We'll get, inshallah, field by field to the expertise of Ayatollah Hasanzadeh Amali, including the mysticism, of course, which is the rough translation for the Irfan. It is not the exact translation for Irfan. We'll get to these fields of study, I mean the practical and theoretical Irfan, as tackled by Ayatollah Hasanzadeh Amali. But thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. And Dr. Rezazadeh, very
my
kind
pleasure.
Of you, brother. It was very kind of you. And dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher, which was about Ayatollah Hasanzadeh Amali. We will continue our discussion regarding his character and works in an upcoming session of the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam Radio. Also, a YouTube channel, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah. مُعَلِّمُ